Welcome to Talks from the Bible. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Hebrews 12:3. God does not wish for us to lose courage and become weary. The journey of life is oftentimes very difficult. Jesus experienced confrontation in his earthly life. He was opposed by the forces of darkness. Sinners sought to stand in the way of his mission and purpose of life. But Jesus was not overcome. The opposition which was waged against him did not cause him to lose heart nor to faint. Jesus is to be considered by us as we face difficult times and must make hard decisions. We are also reminded of those individuals of faith who were able to travel this earthly road facing many trials and yet became more than conquerors through him that loved us, Romans 8:37. But none have been more faithful in life than Jesus Christ. The enemies against Christ never ceased. They were never deterred in their attempt to turn him from his divinely appointed purpose. But Christ never surrendered to them. Our heart must be set upon living the very life that God has arranged. Enemies will come against us and foes will seek to beset us. The history of God's people has always been a challenge in continuing to please God and attain the prize that is promised. The sorrows and tragedies of this life must not cause us to become weary and faint. There is a constant source of strength that is offered unto us. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Ephesians 6:10. This exhortation comes to the church which is engaged in a great war against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, Ephesians 6:11. This was the war in which Jesus was engaged, and yet he conquered every foe. Consider him that endured. We must press on. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning, Psalms 35. Let not the darkness of despair weary us. Look to the sufferings of Jesus. The opposition against Christ took him to Calvary, but the power of God took him to the throne. Christ overcame, and so will we. Cry aloud and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Isaiah 12:6. We are never alone in this world if our heart is set upon Christ. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.